In the thrilling time travel movie Back to the Future Part 2, we find our intrepid hero, Marty McFly, catapulted into the future inside the iconic DeLorean. As he steps out of the vehicle into the alleyway at the center of the futuristic town of Hill Valley, his good friend, Dr. Emmett Brown, hands him a $50 bill to purchase a Pepsi from a nearby 80s-themed cafe. Marty is taken aback, and his astonishment is palpable, as he contemplates that the price of a fizzy drink could cost anywhere near 50 bucks. Just like in the movie, consumers today are starting to feel the squeeze of higher prices due to inflation. Let's take a look at the most recent Bank of Canada's decision to hold the overnight lending rate at 5%, and how the effect of higher prices over time can have a tangible impact on household budgets. I am Ashish Uttarit, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of September 11th. Listen on as we navigate the living market. A year ago, the overnight rate was 2.5% and has since doubled to 5%. A year before that, it was near zero at 25 basis points. It came to no surprise that the Bank of Canada paused its overnight rate last week as they digest recent disappointing Canadian GDP data. What would have been a surprise if the Bank of Canada chose to raise rates in the face of weakening economic data across multiple categories. Month-over-month GDP growth was essentially flat for the last 4 months, and the risk of recession in the Canadian economy has started to increase. The bank acknowledged the weaker growth in its statement and justified it as a necessary consequence to relieve price pressures. At this point, the Governing Council needs to weigh its fight to get inflation back to its target range against the backdrop of weaker economic data. In addition, they are grappling with the fact that in its efforts to quell inflation by raising interest rates, it is actually contributing to inflation via higher mortgage interest costs. Drilling down further, mortgage interest costs are up 30.6% year over year. This is an obvious consequence to the central bank's rate hikes. Excluding mortgage interest payments, inflation has been close to 3% for the last 3 months. One of our first observations is the Bank of Canada is contending with inflation over the near term. Due to what's called base effects and higher mortgage interest costs, our internal inflation model suggests that year-over-year inflation will trend slightly higher through to January 2024. Assuming an average month-over-month increase of 0.3%, which is on the conservative side, headline CPI is forecast to come in between 3.7 and 4.9%. If we estimate a little bit lower at an average rate of 0.1 month-over-month, CPI still won't fall below 3% by this January. Any increase in the overnight lending rate translates into higher rates for loans and mortgages, which fuels inflation, and so on. The next two CPI prints won't make it easier on the bank, as they will be rolling off negative 3 and 0.1% month-over-month inflation prints from last August and September, respectively. Any tick higher on the month-over-month pace in the next 2 months will push CPI above its 3.3% year-over-year pace. Our second observation is that the Bank of Canada will have to balance stickier inflation with the deteriorating condition of the Canadian economy and, more specifically, the Canadian consumer. Retail sales growth has fallen substantially on a year-over-year basis since last summer to its most recent negative 0.6% as of June. We suspect the weaker trend in retail sales has come in part due to the squeeze consumers feel from those higher interest costs. We estimate the increase in interest costs on a 5-year fixed-rate mortgage to be about 30% higher than the expiring term. Market expectations are for the Bank of Canada to hold firm on its overnight rate until mid-2024, based on the futures market. Should that be the case, we estimate the increase in mortgage interest costs to range between 30 to 60% higher than the expiring term between now and June of next year. Anyone anticipating a rate cut or any sign of easing by the central bank is going to be disappointed. While not our base case, the door has been left open for any further rate hikes. This was clearly a very hawkish pause. With weak GDP data showing the Canadian economy contracted last quarter, we expect the current state of the consumer to weigh on the economy, and the challenge for the bank will be balancing its fight against inflation and the risks of pushing the Canadian economy into a recession. The Bank of Canada has the undesirable task of balancing the economic risks with the cumbersome math of inflation, and we believe ultimately the Bank of Canada will see through this stickier phase and pause at this level. I am Ashish Uttarad, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.